I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Village of Ruidoso Police Chief Darren Hooker is retiring at the end of next month.
I just think it's time to go.
Yeah, what inspired your decision?
Well, I don't think there's anything that really steered me sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just sit there and say, hey, I think it's time to go. And
right.
When the feeling is right, the feeling's right. So it's good terms. Everything's going good. But, you know, they're going to do what they need to do to get a replacement. And like I said, I'll just go jeeping more.
There you go. So what you going to do?
Whatever Mrs. Hooker tells me to go. But, you know, there'll just be things around the house that always need fixing and doing this and doing that. And maybe I get bored after a while and I'll find some nice, easy, low-stress job.
Right. Are you going to stay in Ruidoso, Chief?
Absolutely, yeah. We made this our home and this is where we want to stay.
Hooker spent the last 5 years as the police chief of the village of Ruidoso. Three high-ranking Republicans, including Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend of Artesia, introduced a bill at the state legislative session that would require transgender girls and women to compete in sports as men or boys.
Sports is about girls competing, and boys' sports are about boys competing, and that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Opponents of the bill say it is based on outdated science against transgenders. And as far as scientifically changing the DNA of a transgender,
well, I'm not a surgeon, but I'd say it'd be pretty darn hard,
says Townsend. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Avery.